starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
Okay, so I would like to say first that there will always be competition out there that has the potential to make your current project irrelevant. In the world of entrepreneurship, competition can be feared, but I will counter that by saying that competition should be embraced as they are your greatest source of learning. And you will often hear that your idea has nothing special about it or that it already exists out there. Fair enough, but you must believe that you can do different or even better. But as said in yesterday's episode, you will only be able to answer that question if you perform user research through surveys, interviews, and market research. And you can certainly do this alone to save costs, develop a Microsoft Forms, and deploy your survey through your social media network to get some replies. But let's face it, you have probably never done this before. And if there's one area where you should be seeking expert advice and not be saving on is exactly this phase. As far as I'm concerned, I'm developing a mobile application and I will expect it to be designed and to provide a user experience according to the expectations and needs of my future users, as this is the most important phase of the project without any question. So I have hired a UX engineer on a freelance basis, whom I trust and has been highly recommended to work with me on this. His role is to ensure our application is built following a user-centered design, which is a design philosophy where the end user's needs, wants, and limitations are focused, actually is a focus at all stages within the design process and development's life cycle. So there are experts out there who can advise you and perform such tasks for you. Product development is your highest priority. You can't be saving nickels and dimes on this, in my opinion. So after our hour-long conversation yesterday, we're now refining the scope of the project over the weekend. So there is another step I have taken, but this one is probably not required too early in your process. I have incorporated my company. The reason I have done this so soon is that my podcast will be integrated in one way or the other into the project. Since I have built already a significant amount of intellectual property at this stage, I have therefore taken this step. So as a general tip on this, once you have created a significant amount of IP or that you have already developed your product, I will highly advise you to incorporate a company. This is the legal process used. Incorporation is what I mean, is the process that is used to form a corporation entity or company. And as a result, that new legal entity will separate the firm's assets and income from its owners and investors. And there are many reasons why I would advise you, once you reach that stage, to go for a C corporation incorporated in the state of Delaware in the United States, a very easy process that only costs a few hundred dollars. This is a long-term view, as you may want at one point to bring in investors, and American or US investors prefer to invest in C corps based in the United States as a general rule, and I invite you to do some further research on this before you do anything. So my company name is iThrived Inc., and it will be born next week. So in the last 2 to 3 days, we have put in place so far the skeleton of the company with all the communication and project management tools, listed and categorized all the required tasks so far. There will be much more, obviously, as you go along, but also slapped some execution timelines on them that I will need to stick to. And I have different tasks allocated to different projects I have created, such as corporate strategy, product development, legal, commercial operations, finance, UX, and technology. This is my process, and I will be sharing how I come about in getting these tasks done as we go along. My next step is crucial, as I will also need another expert to come on board, and this time not as a freelancer. And I will explain when the time comes, and I am looking at now, as of today, already started a little bit on that, developing the brand. That's not an easy task to do, believe me. The most important here is to work on multiple tasks at the same time, but to always make progress, however small, in each of them. And to do this, you cannot possibly scatter this work. If you still have a job, focus on your job right now. But once you're home, take a shower, get that cup of coffee brewing, and dedicate all your mental space to your side project until it is time to rest that body and mind. In the meantime, dream big, be well, and stay invested.